Hurry up! For God's sakes! It's bad enough I had to cut my facial short today for this silly parent-teacher meeting. But then I had to wait for you to get home from work, and now you're just so slow. Come on, here's Billy's classroom. Ugh, I hate meeting stuck-up little prissy teachers. What was her name on the form again, babe? Ms. Adams. Ugh. Well, let's just get this over with. Oh, I'm sorry. I think we must be in the wrong classroom. We're looking for Ms. Adams. Oh, it's a typo. You're Mr. Adams, Billy's teacher? Well, well, well. It is a pleasure to meet you. I'm Lacey, Billy's mom. What? Oh, yeah, right, that's his dad over there. I hope we haven't been keeping you waiting too long. My husband couldn't park the car to save his life, and walking all the way in these heels, well... Oh, you like them? Thank you. You have good taste. You don't mind if I take my sweater off. It's kind of warm in here. What, honey? It's a designer bra. It's practically like wearing a top. I'm sure Mr. Adams won't mind. Oh, there. That's better. So, Mr. Adams, how's our little Billy doing in school? Not giving you too much trouble, I hope. What are you doing, honey? Just grab a seat. Mr. Adams is trying to answer my question. Well, just pull up one of the kitty chairs next to me. Oh, no, don't go to any trouble, Mr. Adams. My husband doesn't mind sitting where I tell him to. There. Ugh, now what? You can hardly see over the end of the desk. Seriously, do you have to make everything about you? Just let Billy's teacher talk. What were you saying, Mr. Adams? Oh, I see. Billy's been a bit of a handful in class, bullying kids and talking back. Oh, I'm sorry about that. It's just so hard to raise a boy without a strong male role model at home. Hmm? Oh, no, we're married and we live together. It's just my husband's such a wimp. He's not going to be able to teach my boy the things he needs to know to become a man. Now, maybe if I had a man like you at home, Mr. Adams, then Billy might be able to learn what being a real man's all about. Well, I guess I do tend to indulge little Billy more than I should. I just feel a little guilty because I'm the reason he's got such a wimp for a dad. Call it a moment of weakness on my part. Well, thank you. I appreciate that, and I do try my best. Billy's doing exceptionally in his schoolwork. Well, of course, he's a very bright kid. He gets that from my side of the family. What? Ugh, will you stop trying to flex about you being a surgeon, honey? This isn't an interview about you. See what I have to put up with, Mr. Adams? I mean, maybe if he had a big dick, it would make up for the fact that he's such a geek. Sure, I'd love to see Billy's artwork. Oh, isn't that cute? It's a family picture. Oh, yes, there I am. Wow, he did get my proportions right, didn't he? Big tits and ass. I told you my boy was talented. Oh, hubby, this must be you. Because you're so tiny with two little stick legs and nothing in between them. It's a perfect representation of you. Plus, look, you're handing me money. Which reminds me, you need to stop at the ATM and take out another 1,000 for me. I need it. I'm going out tomorrow. Who's the other man in the picture beside me, Mr. Adams? He's so tall and he's smiling so wide. Oh, of course it's you. Well, it almost looks like you're the dad in Billy's drawing. We make a good couple, don't we? So much more suited. I bet you're bigger than my husband in every way, Mr. Adams. Your wife is a very lucky woman. Unmarried? That's a travesty. A handsome, well-endowed man like yourself should have a woman waiting at home for your big cock. I mean, waiting for you. Oh, you're particular about your women. As you should be. You've got a lot to offer her. You're right. I certainly do, too. I make an amazing wife. Although, I don't cook or clean or any of that shit. But there are more important things in a marriage. Don't you agree, Mr. Adams? I knew you would, you devil. God, you're so clueless sometimes, honey. We're talking about the importance of sex in a marriage. Not that you'd know anything about that. You might if you had a bigger dick. Oh, I'm not kidding, Mr. Adams. It's humiliatingly small. Want to see it? Come on, honey. Show Mr. Adams your cock. What is your problem? Haven't you ever heard of show and tell, babe? God, you're acting so weird in front of our son's teacher. I'm sorry, Mr. Adams. I just can't take him anywhere. Finally. There. See, Mr. Adams? Or maybe you can't see. It's so tiny. Do you have any microscopes in the classroom? That might help. Oh. Now do you understand why my son needs a bigger, better role model, Mr. Adams? I think my husband needs one, too. Maybe Mr. Adams could show you what a real man's cock looks like, babe. No. You've had a long, hard day. Let me do that for you, sir. Just lean back against your desk in front of my husband, sitting there in his little kitty chair, and I'll squat down. Oh, ooh, damn, my skirt is too tight. It might rip if I squat down still wearing it. I'll just have to slip it off. Oh, there. You like my matching bra and panties and stockings? Thank you. I think it's always important to look good dressed and undressed, especially with a body like mine. Besides, men with big cocks deserve the extra effort that I make to look good. Now, where was I? Oh yes, I was about to squat down. Hubby, push the chair back a bit, for God's sakes. Unzip you and... Oh, fuck. I knew your cock would be huge. Jesus, look at this thing, babe. It's almost as big as my arm. Do you see that? Yes, I'm holding my arm right up against this cock and you can barely see a size difference. Oh, this is what a real man should have between his legs. Not your little nub. Oh, a cock like this is made to be worshipped by a woman like me. What is it now, honey? Are you kidding me? Answer me this. Did you bring home dinner for me tonight? Exactly. You worked so hard and so late that you forgot. Now your wife is starving and I can't even taste a little bit of something yummy. Like Mr. Adams' big, fat, thick cock. Oh, you should be sorry. Maybe if you had anything of your own to feed me, I wouldn't be so hungry all the time. Oh, God, it's like I'm a vegan tasting real meat for the first time ever. Oh, so good. Oh, God, yes, I'm starving. Feed me, Mr. Adams. Fucking use your big cock to fill me up. Oh, God. Oh, did you see that, baby? See how many times I had to swallow all that cum? Oh, damn. That's a way to satisfy a woman. Oh, my God. I don't even think I'll need dinner after swallowing that much cum. I hope your cock isn't dripping on that kitty chair, baby. That would just be gross. Thank God. Okay, just go put that chair back over at the desk. Oh, really? That's Billy's desk. It's so small. Oh, he's growing up so fast. Another kid? With him? Hell no. His weak little tadpole sperm could barely do the job once. I won't subject another child of mine to his pathetic DNA. Oh, no, I'd love to be a mother again. My breasts getting so big pregnant. Can you imagine these big breasts getting even bigger, Mr. Adams? Oh, my God. Guess you do need a better look. Fuck, baby, it's just a bra. It's not like Mr. Adams doesn't know anything about anatomy. He's a teacher, for God's sakes. Oh, there. Now you have a better view. Of course you can touch them. Shut up, babe. Oh, you like that pair of titties, don't you? That is true. We do make quite a pair together, Mr. Adams. My huge jugs and your huge cocks. It's... Oh my God, it's rock hard again. And don't forget your thick loads of cum. Oh my God, I bet one rope of cum from your cock could knock me up. Yes, and put a real baby in me. One that would grow up being nothing like my husband. A baby brother for Billy. Fuck yes. I do. I want that. Oh, right here. Over Billy's desk. Oh, that's so bad. What do you mean, what am I doing? Haven't you been listening, honey? Mr. Adams is going to give us another baby, because you certainly can't. Why would I even let you try when all I'll get is another bratling like Billy with a loser for a dad? Oh, God, yes. Slide my panties down, Mr. Adams. Oh, don't worry, baby. You'll do all the work of raising it. It'll be like our kid, too, just not have your inferior sperm. You can even help. Yeah, sit there in the little kitty seat behind Billy's desk and hold my hands while Mr. Adams slides his cock into me from behind. Oh, he's gonna stretch me out so much, babe. Oh, oh, fuck. Oh, he's big. Oh, it's a good thing I'm so wet from sucking his dick. Oh, my God, babe. Oh, I love how big dick feels. Oh, fuck, my pussy finally feels full. Finally. Ugh. Oh, it's such a struggle to take in the balls, deep baby. Oh, fuck yes, that is what I want. Oh, what I need. A man. A real man. Hung like a fucking stallion pounding my pussy. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's it, Mr. Adams. Make me feel it. Yeah. Fuck. Oh, I'm sorry, my big tits are slapping your face, baby. I can't help it. He's just pounding me so good over this tiny little desk. Ew! Don't try to lick them, babe. That's just gross. Stop being such a fucking perv. Oh, and don't think I can't see you rubbing on your little knob under the desk either. Oh, I'm gonna try and ignore that so I can just get wrecked. Oh, God, yes, baby, he's wrecking my hole. Oh, fuck! Oh, fuck, did you hear that, baby? Oh, he doesn't think he's gonna last. My pussy's just too tight because your dick is so tiny. Oh, baby, oh, he's gonna come in me. He's gonna come with his dick so bossy in me. God, you never get this deep, not even halfway. Oh, God, God, that spot is so good, so good. Oh, it's too good, baby. Oh, God, I'm gonna come on his dick. I'm gonna come on his big fat fucking dick. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck me. Oh, God. Oh, fuck, my pussy's coming so hard. Oh, my pussy's milking his monster fucking cock so hard. Yes, breed my pussy. Breed my pussy. Oh, fuck, baby. Oh, my God. Oh, this is what it feels like to be knocked up. His balls knocking against my clit and that thick, hot cum exploding in my belly so fucking deep. Oh, oh. Oh, damn. You get an A+ in fucking, Mr. Adams. Oh, my pussy hasn't felt this good in forever. Oh, maybe not since my last massage with Enrique. Never mind, honey. God, I hope you didn't make a mess in Billy's chair, perv. Oh, of course you didn't. Even if you did come, there's just a little trickle, isn't there? See, Mr. Adams, you can't even get the job done watching a real man fuck me. Oh, I guess we should get going. We only have the sitter for another half an hour more, and you still have to do my laundry when we get home, babe. I need my yoga pants washed for the gym tomorrow. What's that, Mr. Adams? Oh, shit. My pussy's so wrecked, I didn't even feel that. Damn. Poor Billy's desk is covered in a puddle of cum. Well, you know what to do, babe. Clean it up. No, there's no time to get paper towels. You just heard me say we have to head home. You're already sitting in the desk. Just lick it up. Do I have to do everything here? It's not that hard. See, with the back of my hand on your neck, pushing you down? All you have to do is just stick your tongue out and lick it up. Well, of course there's a lot. Do you see the size of his cock? You should be thankful. After you're done cleaning that puddle up, you'll be full too, and you can save yourself making dinner tonight. Isn't that great? So say thank you to Mr. Adams, baby. I guess I should say my own special kind of thank you, too, while you finish cleaning that desk up, baby. Oh, God. Oh, this might take longer than I thought.